9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday, July 29th and 30th at Morgan City Municipal Auditorium, 728 Myrtle Street, Morgan City. Admission for all military, past and present, at half price. Free for all law enforcement in uniform or with ID. RREvents.com.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m. on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990. AM.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We got to start early here. Oh boy. All right.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
This game, do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I have something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
All right, welcome to the Tuesday night edition of the Something to Say radio show. I had to think about it for a second. On WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com. Rudy, how's it going today, dude?
Not bad, man. Not bad. Waiting patiently for this trade deadline. I'm curious to see what evolves around the big leagues.
Yeah, it'll be interesting for sure. Who knows? Who knows? I know we've talked a lot about Otani, but I just don't really think that he's going to get moved, especially with the way he's playing. And if he has any opportunity to do anything historic, it would be pretty stupid for the Angels to get rid of him, because there's a lot of money that you could cash in on, even if you don't, if you're not going to keep him in free agency, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I heard some little bit of talk yesterday. Apparently they will not communicate with the Dodgers on a trade across town. So that's pretty cool. And I heard kind of something they had locally here. They had a guy on from ESPN, forget his name, shame on me, but they said that it makes sense for the Rays to do a rental, because you know they wouldn't be able to ever afford this guy, but they do have the prospects to get like a 2-month rental out of the guy. And especially a year like this, where you know they could definitely be favorites if they landed him. Yeah. So it kind of made sense, but
I can agree with that for sure.
We'll just have to see what happens, but you know, I mean, that would, if he landed on their their roster, man, that'd be pretty impressive to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, I think that something like that makes all the sense in the world because they've got the prospects for sure. Something like that pushes them over the edge, I think. I mean, then you're looking at not only adding somebody that's hitting, well, I think he's hitting 300 and got, I only hit his 35th home run last night. But then a guy that can get into your rotation too, and that's got swing and miss stuff. And I mean, I think then for sure that makes him the favorite out of the American League if they weren't already. And then you can take a look at, you know, if it is, which I'm sure it will be, the Braves in the World Series, barring some miraculous run out of the National League. Mm-hmm. It at least makes a hell of a matchup for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. The stage could be set, man. Like I said, there's so many people that could be moved around this year, especially with the so-called, you know, flops of the Mets and the Padres, and mm-hmm. you know, everybody needs pitching. Take it from a St. Louis fan, but mm-hmm. yeah, it'll be interesting to see what goes down, man.
Yeah, and speaking of the Cardinals, I was reading an article, it was on ESPN, about John Moselak was interviewed yesterday from ESPN, and he just confirmed what, you know, what everybody's thinking, that you know, there's definitely going to be a lot of changes, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot of pitching. Well, to quote him, he said pitching, and probably not a lot to mess. Well, he essentially said that Goldschmidt and Arenado are out of the question. And I would also, from what I've also read, that Jordan Walker and Lars Nootbaar are out of the question as well. But, and unfortunately, I think Miles Michaelis is probably sticking around too. But yeah. I think the rest of it is all fair game. I know they let Genesis Cabrera go yesterday, and mm-hmm. You know, they're not looking for a complete rebuild. It's just a retool, and to be back in the saddle next year. But at least I'll give him the credit on this, that at least he understands that what the way they went about it was wrong. You know, yes, you have a great defense, but that's not how pitching works anymore. You know, getting ground ball pitchers is dumpster diving these days. Almost all of the good pitchers in baseball, it's all swing and miss stuff, you know. And if somebody puts it in play, then you have the defense behind them to take care of it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a real tough philosophy to understand, but apparently was beyond them in the offseason.
Yeah. And they went from having a team with a defense to really one of the worst in the league this year. Their defense has been horrendous. You know, I can't really blame it on injuries, because I mean, you know, you got most of the same guys out there, but you know, Jordan Walker has made a mess of himself in the outfield, but you know, he's learning. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're just a lot of errors this year, lots of them.
Well, and you know, there is something to it. I think it goes hand in hand with the pitching also. It's a lack of focus to not play defense. You know, you don't have to be a superstar to be able to field the ball. Mm-hmm. But you get up, you know, you look at it, and you know as well as I do from playing baseball, if you got a guy on the mound that can't throw strikes, and you're walking the bases loaded, and you're standing out there for 30 minutes at a time, your focus starts to wander. I don't care who you are. So I think there's a part of that where I think it goes back to the pitching. And then there's also another part of it that goes on coaching and not keeping guys focused.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a fine line there. And I don't think this coaching staff gets that part at all.
No, but, I think it's, and truthfully at the end of the day, I don't even think it's their fault. I mean, as far as that, they don't understand it. They just aren't prepared to be in the positions that they're in, and that's shame on the front office.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty novice.
Like asking you or I to go to coordinate space shuttle launches. I don't know what we're doing.
It'd be fun though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how fun it'd be for other people.
Right.
But you know, if you're not prepared for something, that's, you can't just hire somebody, and no matter what job it is, you can't hire somebody that's not prepared for the job and expect them to have the results. You know, there's just a world of difference that, you know, that's where some of these guys, like with them specifically, they needed to spend some time in the minor leagues managing and coaching, at least since they've never played either major or minor league ball. You know, be around people, sit under the learning tree for a little bit, be around people that know the game, know what they're talking about, and learn, you know. But that's, again, it all goes back to the front office, and they're the ones that screwed this up.
Yeah. Because
if you remember, man, they were picked to win the division, hands down. Oh, yeah. In a way.
Yeah, which they should have been on paper, but sure. You know, I bet Mike Schilt is just sitting back right now and just got a big grin on his face because he should.
He should, for sure. I mean, that was one of those things that when he took over for Matheny, he changed that immediately. The defense got better almost overnight. And, you know, those are, it's controlling the controllables. And I think that's something that's easily fixed. You know, fundamentals are easily fixed. It's, you know, it's some of this other stuff that you can't teach. You can't teach swing and miss pitching. You know, you can't really teach to be a better hitter if you're not a good hitter to begin with. You know, it just, but to not be able to play defense, that's 100% coaching. But again, it goes back to, like I said, if they don't know, if they don't know themselves, how are they going to tell you how to do it? Right. So, you know, I don't know, but we'll see. And I hate that phrase of, well, there's always next year, because that's not something that Cardinal organization ever says, but looks like that's the way it's going to be this year. So,
absolutely.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, something, we'll talk some football today, and who knows what else we'll get into. So don't go anywhere. We will be right back. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. I wouldn't if I were you. I know what she can do.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. Satchmo Summerfest, presented by the New Orleans and Tourism Cultural Fund, is back this August 5th and 6th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars from 12 to 8 p.m. For more information about the free festival, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Hey, this is Kevin Love from the Cleveland Cavaliers. At times, life can feel scary, and we can get overwhelmed by anxiety. Mindfulness can help you get through these tough times. My nonprofit is partnering with Headspace to offer free content to help you stress less. It's as easy to do as this. Take a big, deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. In and out. Head to kevinlovefund.org/headspace and be kind to your mind.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Got released yesterday, I believe, but this has become quite a big deal for NFL players, even more so. I think more important to NFL players than it is to people that actually play the video game. But the new Madden ratings was released yesterday, and I don't know if there's a whole lot of surprises in it. A little surprising that there's not more Saints in the top 10 as their positions, but for the seventh time, Aaron Donald got the coveted 99, Travis Kelce with a 99, Trent Williams with a 99, and Justin Jefferson with a 99. Have you taken a look at the list yet?
The only one I've seen the one on the safeties. Mm-hmm. I think Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Steelers was the second overall. And then I seen something earlier with the wideouts, and it looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Dolphins have like three wide receivers in the top 10 with speed.
I don't know about speed. I just see the
overalls.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill is number two overall with a 98. I don't know.
I think I seen something on Twitter about they got like three wideouts that are in the mid to high 90s on speed. I'm like, that's gonna stretch some defenses, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm looking, and let's see. Armstead, I'm looking at their top players. Wide receivers.
Yeah, while you're looking, just if that team, I mean, if they can play a lick of defense, which they should be able to, and they could keep Tua healthy, man. Mm-hmm. That's a dangerous team, man, because it's been a while since they've had some decent teams, but that's a team I would look out for, man. That if I was Buffalo, I'd be a little afraid to face off of them, man.
Yeah, for sure. And well, you got Jalen Waddle. And I don't know if it's showing his it shows me his overall and his general, which I don't know what that means. I've never noticed that on any game, Madden game before, but of course the website's super slow. But anyways, number one quarterback, surprise, surprise, Patrick Mahomes, followed by Joe Burrow, then Josh Allen, then Lamar Jackson. There is no Derek Carr in the top 10. As a matter of fact, I'm probably going to have to pull the Saints up separately just to be able to see them. Justin Jefferson, number one. Tyreek Hill, number two. Devontae Adams at number three. Safeties, the Saints do have somebody in the top five with Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. He's a 91. Then you have Kevin Byard from the Titans, Justin Simmons from the Broncos, Minkah Fitzpatrick from the Steelers, and Derwin James is number one. Edge rushers, Donald, Nick Bosa, Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Max Crosby. Cameron Hayward is number 8 at 93. Defensive lineman Chris Jones from the Chiefs is number 1. Then Dexter Lawrence, Quinnen Williams, Jonathan Allen, and Vita Vea from the Bucks. Running backs, nobody from the Saints. And number 1's Nick Chubb, Christian McCaffrey 2, Josh Jacobs 3, Henry 4, Barkley 5. Offensive linemen, still no Saints on that list either. That's crazy. Trent Williams number 1, Zach Martin, Lane Johnson, Jason Kelsey, Laremy Tunsil. Cornerbacks, Marshawn Lattimore number 7, but number 1 Jalen Ramsey, then Jerry Alexander, Marlon Humphrey, Darius Slay, and Tre'Davious White. Linebackers, DeMario Davis is number 4, Fred Warner number 1, and let's see, tight ends, Kelsey, of course, is 1, Kittle 2. I don't think that's any surprise. And I don't think anybody cares. Justin Tucker is the number 1 kicker, so...
Yeah.
Surprise. Punters, the Saints have Blake Gillikin at number 8. And that's about it. But it's interesting how the players now get so bent out of shape with their ratings, which I'm looking on here. Ryan Ramczyk for the Saints was an 88, Cam Jordan an 87, Kamara 87, Chris Olave 84, Thomas 84. Jeez, where is Derek Carr? Is a 77? Hey, better than a 77.
Yeah.
That's a bit much. Jamal Williams is an 83, Eric McCoy an 80, Marcus May an 83. Well, I mean, I don't think I can say about it is at least they're not top heavy. You know, they kind of spread out. And looking at the Steelers, TJ Watt's number 1 at a 94, Fitzpatrick, Hayward, Patrick Peterson still an 85. Mm. Pat Freiermuth is an 84, Najee Harris an 83, Deontay Johnson 82, Alex Highsmith is an 82. They're pretty balanced also. Top 20 is all the number 20 player is still a 76, so that's pretty good too.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun to play.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It comes out on the 18th, so I have to get your pre-orders in so you can get a little extra tchotchke with it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
All right, let's take a break, get some news, come back. We've got some more NFL stuff to talk about. And then before we get out of here, I found a list today of the top baseball announcing crews in baseball. So we'll talk about that too. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Whatever I feel is come to light.
Whatsoever I fall on. Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Why buy new when you can renew? Check out Piazza's Top Gun Coatings in Harahan, Louisiana. They can take that tired old patio furniture, railings, rims, and almost anything made of metal and make it look new again. They do powder and ceramic coating and dustless media blasting to clean it. Please visit Piazza's Top Gun Coatings website at topguncoatings.net or call them at 504-667-3626.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from soup.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Louisiana lawmakers have succeeded in overriding the governor's veto of a bill that bans doctors from performing medical procedures that attempt to alter the biological sex of a minor. Pollock Representative Gabe Furman has called the bill the Stop Harming Our Kids Act.
It simply protects children in Louisiana from harm by ending the use of experimental and irreversible chemical and surgical medical procedures on children suffering from a mental health condition called gender dysphoria.
New Orleans Representative Jason Hughes agreed with the governor's veto message that the legislation is unconstitutional.
This bill violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause, because it targets and limits health care to transgender children that remain available to, quote, normal children.
A federal judge last month struck down the Arkansas version of the trans youth health care ban. Furman's bill is set to go into effect in January. LRN.
Turn up the heat in July with brand new games from the lottery. For a sizzling start to your day, play Hot 8. It's hot to the touch with top prizes of $8,000. Jump on the dance floor and twist your way to winnings with Cherry Twist. Win up to $18,000. It's not your parents' crossword. Play Crossword Explosion. Win up to $30,000. Bigger. Better. Top prizes. Play $250,000 money bags. Top prize on this game, a whopping $250,000. Cool off this summer with all four tickets from the lottery. Hot 8, Cherry Twist, Crossword Explosion, and $250,000 money bags, where you could win up to $250,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it. Tune in to The Chris McKay Show every Saturday at 1 p.m., where you'll explore and discover the secrets to health, wealth, and a better living with some of the country's foremost experts. So tune in this weekend. We'll help you feel better. We'll help you live better. It's The Chris McKay Show right here on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6070. 76.
I used to long for broken bones. I used to long for a casket to call my own. I never had a problem facing fear, but I'm done over and out, my dear. And oh, mercy me, God bless catastrophe. There's no way in hell.
Something to Say Radio Show. It was a big day yesterday for the NFL because at least when I turned on the television, the only thing that was being talked about as far as sports was that that yesterday was the deadline for franchise players to agree to long-term deals, and none of the running backs got any. Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and Tony Pollard. And I know that Barkley and Jacobs have already said they won't be going to training camp and they'll just take the fine. But I don't know about Pollard. Pollard has signed his tender. So he'll be there, which he should have. So they have to play on the $10 million that the tag will give them.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. All the workload they get to do, and they're not getting paid. I mean, there's kickers. I've seen kickers are averaging a little more on their salary than some of these running backs, man. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, and I think it's all relative. And you think about baseball compared to the NFL, and we've talked ad nauseum to the baseball is trying to be the NFL and the NBA, but there's no salary cap in baseball. Now, not that I agree or disagree, but I think you can make a case that with the amount of money that the NFL generates, should there be a salary cap?
I think they need to control, because it seems like in baseball, it's getting worse, and in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like the super teams, you haven't really seen that yet in the NFL. At least I haven't. Where people are, you know, talking, hey, let's, you know, go here and this and that. So that's yet to be seen. But man, I hope it doesn't go that route, you know.
Well, do you think that maybe the cap needs to be raised a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think it would really hurt a little bit. But
I think if you did something, maybe not necessarily raise the cap, but maybe if you did something like the NBA does where the cap is there, however, you can go over the cap to re-sign and keep your own player, or at least this is how it used to be. I know there's more to it now, but, you know, back in the 90s, we'll say that's how it was, that you could go over the cap, you know, just to re-sign your own and keep your own players in house. And I think that was a great idea, which then led to more sign and trades, things like that, which the NFL doesn't have sign and trades because Coach Payton tried that a couple of years ago here and the NFL quickly put an end to it. They were working on, I think it was Jadeveon Clowney, maybe. I think that's who it was. But they basically had the framework put together and the NFL stepped in and said, no, you're not doing that. Yeah. But it was worth a shot. However, you know, something like that, because, you know, I get it. It keeps parity in the NFL, but anymore, really, you know, look no further than down the street here. You've got some people in the front office that have learned how to manipulate the cap. You know, how many years in a row now has it been that the Saints are in cap hell? Doesn't mm-hmm. seem to matter, does it? We still signed Derek Clark. God, I hope we didn't.
Oh man,
Derek Carr. Oh. That was an inside slip up.
dude.
You know, still able to sign Derek Carr, and didn't really lose a whole lot in free agency. Lost a few defensive linemen, but we're still able to add intricate pieces to the team, and they still have $14 million left, you know, under the cap. This was after being, you know, I think they were $100 million over the cap. So, you know, there's been a way to figure out how to manipulate it. So you might as well just raise it and you know, or make some caveats to it where you can pay these guys. And the thing with these contracts with the NFL that a lot of people don't understand is that most of the time they're not fully guaranteed. There are a few that do. Kirk Cousins, that's a huge mistake. But You know, you've got a team like the Chiefs, and they're able to keep the majority of their pieces together. And it's not like how it was. Well, you know, like you were just talking about it last night about the greatest show on turf. Like, it was tough to keep that team together for an extensive amount of time because of the salary cap. And, you know, I think the salary cap got implemented, 96 or 97?
I think somewhere around there. It sounds about pretty accurate.
If I'm not mistaken, it happened right like a year or two after the last time the 49ers won the Super Bowl, when they just absolutely demolished San Diego.
Yeah, that was a demolishing.
But obviously you want to keep parity in the league, because then, you know, it keeps TV ratings up, keeps people interested. But I don't know, you know, and I think it's a case by case situation too. With like Saquon Barkley, how often has he been injured?
Pretty often.
And if it were me, that was, you know, that we're talking, I'll just throw a number out that's $100 million that he wants, which probably isn't too far off. He had a good year last year. He stayed healthy, but I would really want to see a little bit more.
Right. Yeah. I don't have any problem with that either. Cause, man, I'm going to throw out a number here, and I'm going to say probably at least well over 50% of his career has been hampered by, maybe in the over 60%, 65 has been hampered by injuries, man.
I agree. I think that's pretty fair, because I know that I've made that mistake of putting him on my fantasy team a couple of times, and that didn't work because he was hurt all the time. But then you got a situation too that, you know, these guys want to sit out. Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing last year. You know, of course he's going to expect to get paid off that. But there again, you're playing for the Raiders, and who really knows what they're up to from year to year, you know. Mm-hmm. But they don't ever seem to have it together and have one vision of where they need to be and how they need to get there. So, you know, I don't know. Do I think he deserves more money? Absolutely. But, you know, he's been pretty solid, I think, his whole, you know, his, I guess he's been in the league, what, 3 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's a case where it's just the franchise you're playing for is not that great. You know, and then you think about somebody like Le'Veon Bell, who threw his hissy fit with the Steelers and sat out the whole year.
Yeah.
That didn't work out for him.
Nope. Sure didn't, man. He should have stuck around, and mm-hmm. he'd had a way better career. I would imagine, you know, silly move on his part.
I think so too. Like, taking that gamble, it doesn't always pan out for you. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's unfortunate, but of course any player could get hurt and that'd be the end of it. But, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of give and take to it. Do I think they deserve their contract? Sure. But some of it, you got to look at. It's more of a case by case situation. And truthfully, out of the three, Tony Pollard, who signed his deal like a smart guy would, because he hasn't been a superstar, but I'll tell you what, Tony Pollard's been pretty steady, pretty consistent throughout the last few years.
Oh yeah. He's been twice a player. Elliott has been. So, you know, there's that.
Yeah. Who's still out there in free agency, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And then this was surprising to me, that DeAndre Hopkins signed with the Titans.
Yeah. Yeah. I would, if I was him, I would be, I'd be wanting like a Derek Carr, somebody that could airmail, mm-hmm. throwing me the ball. I mean, I know you guys, Saints are pretty good on receivers, but I mean, just that mindset, I would be wanting to, you know, what's Tannehill going to, what's he going to do?
Manage a game down the field.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just thought that was kind of strange, but whatever.
Well, and you know, I guess is, but if it's only, if the only two options for him were Tennessee or New England, I guess I would, I don't know. That's tough. he probably doesn't want to deal with Belichick, I would assume. He had a little familiarity with Vrabel because he was with the Texans for a while. I don't know. I can't imagine those being the only two teams. And he's getting a base salary of, it doesn't say what the total of the deal is worth, but he's getting $12 million base salary that could reach up to 15 with incentives. I think that's pretty reasonable for him, but he's also 31. And I guess, I mean, you don't really know, you're not going to get what you used to get out of him. I think he's very serviceable still for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I would want him on my team as, you know, be a hell of a possession receiver, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I just can't believe that nobody else would have gotten in on him. But then the Jaguars, I think they did a pretty good move, and they signed Evan Engram to a long-term deal yesterday, giving him $41.25 million, and that includes $24 million of it being fully guaranteed. He'd been franchise tagged, but got the deal that he wanted, and I think that him being with Peterson, I think is gonna. I thought he was a good tight end when he first came in the league, but I think being with Peterson in Jacksonville, that's a very good offense to be in because it's very tight end friendly.
Yes, yes, that's what she said.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. And Trevor Lawrence, you know, is definitely on the upswing too. So I think that's a good situation for them to be in, and to have to be in the AFC South. You know, well, you got Houston, Indianapolis, them, and who else is in the South? I can't think off the top of my head.
Yeah, you just stumped me too, buddy. It's out here. ESPN, don't fail me now.
Oh, Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I think that's the Jaguars division to lose, really.
Yeah, they got the talent, man. I mean, as long as, you know, Lawrence plays smart, I think they should be pretty well off, man. Mm-hmm. Pretty well off. They just need to get a new stadium.
I can definitely agree with that from somebody that's been there. It's not very nice. They got two swimming pools on each end of the field, and I would never want to get in those swimming pools.
Yeah. People get in at the beginning of the game and they're not getting out till after the fourth quarter. So you know what's going on. You know what's happening in there, man.
Yep. That's true. So So anyways, thought we'd get a little update since we're right around the corner from training camp. It'll be actually starts, let's see, I think it starts, does it start today for the Saints for rookies? Right. I know next week, the 28th is when it starts full camp. Maybe it's, I think it might be Friday, that it starts for everybody, for the rookies, but either way, it's all happening. It's that time of year, and I'm starting to get excited for football season already.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be a good one, man. Especially since our baseball team really hasn't satisfied us so far this summer, and I don't see any changes happening until next season. So, bring on the NFL.
Yep, for sure. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up and get on out of here. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
And I shot the cheer off face. And you should have seen the look on your face.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune into Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We gotta start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
Radio show, last segment of the evening. I found this, I didn't even know this existed, but I was looking through some stuff today, and there's actually a website called awfulannouncing.com, and it goes, breaks it down like all the different, you have ESPN, Fox, NBC, CBS, Warner Brothers, Discovery, other, but they actually ranked the from worst to best announcers in baseball. And do you want to take a guess on who's the worst?
Ooh, it's Oakland. Oakland A's.
Ooh, you're so close. They were actually 29th. The worst is the Detroit Tigers, which is Craig Monroe and Kirk Gibson.
Oh, wow, yeah. That old Kirk Gibson, he's Wow. Yeah, that makes it.
Their play-by-play is Matt Shepard. And then the A's, you got Vince Contrarnio, Johnny Dosco, Glenn Kiper, and their analyst is Dallas Braden.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's a combo of names right there.
Although the longtime play-by-play guy, Glenn Kiper, was fired earlier this year after using a racial slur on the air. If you remember.
We
talked about that.
Yeah. That was, yeah. Hmm.
28th is the Nationals. They got Bob Carpenter. He used to do Cardinal games there for a while in the early 2000s. Rockies at 27 with Drew Goodman. The Cardinals at 26 with Chip Carey, Jim Edmonds, and Brad Thompson. Royals are 25th with Jake Eisenberg and Rex Hudler.
The Yankees, Reckless Rex.
Yeah. The Yankees are 24th with Michael Kay, Paul O'Neill, David Cone, John Flaherty, and Jeff Nelson. Astros are 23 with Todd Callis and Jeff Blum. Pirates at 22nd with Joe Block and Greg Brown. And they got Matt Capps, Bob Walk, Neil Walker. Let's see, Rangers 21 with Dave Raymond and David Murphy. Diamondbacks at 20 with Steve, I can't even pronounce his last name, and then Bob Brenly and Luis Gonzalez. Cleveland 19 with Matt Underwood, Rick Manning, don't know who that is. 18th, Marlins. Let's see here. The Twins, 17. They have LaTroy Hawkins, Justin Morneau, and Dick Bremer. Red Sox at 16. 15 is the Angels. Phillies, 14, with John Kruk and Tom McCarthy. I actually listened to them the other day. They are pretty good. The Reds at 13. Tampa Bay at 12. Then you got the Braves at 11, the Orioles at 10. They've got Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald. The Brewers at number 9. 8 is the Mariners. 7's the Cubs. I don't agree with that, even despite them being the Cubs, I just don't agree with it.
Yeah.
Listen to them, they're terrible. 6 is the White Sox. You got Steve Stone and Jason Benetti.
Stoney.
Yeah. Then you got the Dodgers with Joe Davis and Oral Hershiser. 4 is the Blue Jays, Buck Martinez and Dan Schulman. 3 is the Padres with Don Orsolo. And Mets, you got Ron Darling, Keith Hernandez, and Gary Cohen. And number 1, the San Francisco Giants with Dave Fleming, Dwayne Kuiper, Sean Estes, Mike Kruko, Javier Lopez, and Hunter Pence. So there you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a little shocked that the Cards and the Yankees were so low on that list, but you know, whatever. So just thought I would share that with you. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's a cool little list. I have some disagreements with it, just like you on there. But I guess, you know, some of these guys hit different buttons with different people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for
sure. Some people find different things annoying, and
mm-hmm.
Me and you, we get annoyed pretty easy by old twinkle toes on our end, but yeah
for sure. So all right, well, that's all the time we have for tonight. So until tomorrow, remember, if you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. Talk to you tomorrow.
If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough. When you get knocked down, you gotta get back up. I ain't the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know enough to know. If you're gonna be dumb, you gotta be tough.
For more of Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. Satchmo Summerfest, presented by the New Orleans and Tourism Cultural Fund, is back this August 5th and 6th at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. Join friends and family to celebrate New Orleans' native son, Louis Satchmo Armstrong, for 2 days of live music, food, and discussions with Satchmo scholars from 12 to 8 p.m. For more information about the free festival, visit www.satchmosummerfest.org.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Ochsner Health, Southeast Louisiana's largest nonprofit, multi-specialty healthcare delivery system.